Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Now, we're not quite back yet, but I do have Miss Alice Levine with me. Wow.
What a reaction.
And James Cooper. So how's everyone been? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Welcome
Alice,
can back,
you,
everyone.
Give me a noise. Or?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Woo!
Woo. thanks for hosting, James. How have you been, guys?
Wow, it's been an exciting year so far, hasn't it?
Well, we almost didn't want to come back, did we? Been on the road in America. I mean, in fact, Jamie only did just come back. You've been gone for about 100 years.
I've gone for 2 months, guys.
He won't shut up about the fact he went to New Orleans.
I've been in New Orleans, guys.
I love New Orleans.
We know. Yeah.
We loved everywhere we went. Seattle was incredible. Yeah. LA we loved. New York. Everywhere we went.
And the exciting thing is that we're now taking the show all around the UK.
We've kind of done it the opposite way round. We're bringing it home to roost now.
Yes, we start very soon in Bristol, and then we're all over the shop, aren't we? We're in Cardiff, Stoke, Reading, Edinburgh, Manchester. Help me out, guys.
Glasgow.
Portsmouth.
2 nights in London.
Sheffield. Yeah, the Royal Albert Hall. Oh my God, I still can't believe we're doing it.
Nottingham.
Our hometown.
Have you invited anyone?
My mum's definitely coming. I think she's already in there, actually.
Okay, just setting up shop.
Yeah, keeping a seat warm.
And if you haven't seen the live show before, you really, really should come down. We read an exclusive chapter that you'll never, ever hear on the podcast, don't we?
Oh yeah, you will. Like, don't sit in your feed waiting for it to be there, because the day will never come.
You will grow old.
Belinda basically takes the regional sales managers on a team building away day.
Oh God.
Enough said.
They don't need a bonding experience.
And they don't get one. It is some of Rocky Flintstone's worst work.
And yet some of the best.
But Jamie's always saying, you know, with every word, every page that he reads of Rocky's work, he dies a little bit inside. So we won't be doing this forever.
Oh, I think people think we're going to tour forever. This is a limited run of shows. Get it while it's hot.
Yeah, we are not the Rolling Stones.
No one has ever called us that. But if you've ever sat, say, on your commute listening to the podcast, and you've glimpsed someone across the aisle and thought, I feel like they're listening to it too. Well, this is the chance for all of the belinkers, all of the pervs to get together in one room. And it is the most insane atmosphere when you've got the smuttiest, dirtiest crew in one building.
God.
So yeah, that's what we're going to do. It's going to be one big porno party.
So to get tickets and get a full list of where we're going to be, just go to mydadwroteaporno.com.
But we are starting the series right now, are we?
It isn't quite yet, no. We're just going to relive book three.
Many, many memorable moments.
I have to say, I think it might be my favourite book.
We've struggled to whittle it down.
So many quotes that just kill me.
Well, Rocky's work, it is quotable. It is made for fridge magnets.
Yeah, absolutely. And postcards.
I say they're the perfect format. I say a book is too long. Whereas a tweet, yeah, you know, a little maybe sticker, maybe a bumper sticker is ideal.
Maybe for series four of the podcast, we just do this episode, the best of book four, without recording any of the actual chapters.
Don't put everybody else through it.
Yeah, we just choose what we want to highlight and then just record it.
Cream of the crop. Exactly. I think a lot of people would thank us for that.
One of the things it feels like has stuck in people's heads, even to this day, came right in chapter one.
Mm.
Way back when?
Way back when.
Are you trying to take it to the bridge, James?
Who can forget her famous performance at the Millennium Dome building?
Oh.
Was that even this book?
Yeah. Chapter one.
Stop it.
Alice, sometimes I wonder if you're even here for recording. You've literally forgotten it all.
They all roll into one for me. It's just one traumatic experience.
Mate, tell me about it.
And we met your man, the smallish man.
Oh, the smallish man dressed in black.
Not Alfie.
Morning, miss. I need to microphone you up for the show.
The small man dressed in black said, in an even tinier voice.
An even tinier voice than what?
than being small himself.
Oh, God. That's so conceptually confusing.
Funny, Belinda thought, that a man so quiet was in charge of all the sound in the whole of the Millennium Dome building.
Ironic, isn't it?
The smallish man dressed in black has become the stuff of legend.
I know.
Rocky has a kind of concern and an interest in the way, the behind the scenes, if you like. He can't just show you her moment at the O2.
The underbelly.
Yeah, he likes the BTS, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
And also the BS.
And also the BDSM. All the Bs. B3. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you remember the detail with the hooking up of the microphone? Yes. It went under the tits and round the back and through the gooch and
where
like all over
go.
The show.
Yeah,
it absolutely.
It was thorough.
And it worked because she strode out onto that stage.
The confidence.
In front of 20,000 lady voices.
Baying women.
And she delivered the biggest prize giving in literature. Everyone here today will go home with a non-stick tin.
You win a car.
Did Oprah Winfrey ever wear that outfit? Is she entirely emulating Oprah?
Oh my God. And also, what a disappointing thing to win.
What? A non-stick tin wok?
Is that what she said? What's non-stick tin?
Yeah, it says, in fact, everyone here today will go home with a non-stick tin wok.
I have an apology to make. That's a fantastic prize. I take it back.
Still can't get over that.
Some people bring them to the live shows.
Some people think they're getting one under the seat.
Oh, well, honestly. I think that that's probably had a genuine impact on wok sales.
Do you think?
I think it's put them back on the map.
Or they've plummeted because everyone expects one for free now.
Oh, quite.
Can we just discuss non-stick tin?
I was going to say, is that a thing?
I don't believe
it's a thing.
Did we
ever check? Should I just check?
I don't think we did.
Do they make saucepans out of tin anymore?
I feel like tin's not the most hygienic. Could be
they
wrong.
They don't even make tins out of tin anymore. They don't make cans out of tin.
I'm just so glad that she finally got to play the O2.
Millennium Dome building. How many times?
My apologies. The Millennium Dome building.
I'm just reading several articles about conductivity with metals and which are good...
You're a fun night out.
Sorry, were you guys still talking?
No.
I think it's quite telling that tin isn't mentioned in any of them.
Not
what even,
do they use tin for now? Is it just a poisonous metal you're not supposed to go
I think they've phased it out, well and truly. But then probably when Rocky was a boy.
So much tin.
Very popular time for tin.
Tin down the farm.
Tin baths. You had a little tin bath, didn't you,
yes.
In front of the fire?
Tin type, photographs. You name it.
Tin hats, you know, the lot.
Oh, yes. To wear in your little bunker because of the Cold War. Absolutely.
Guys, I don't want to show off, but I have just got Google Home. Shall I ask her?
Oh, she's not going to know.
Just got it. You're in a relationship with it.
Okay, Google, what is a non-stick tin wok?
My apologies. I don't understand.
You shouldn't be sorry. It's
None
not
of
your,
us do,
it's not
Google.
Your fault.
It's fine.
Said every listener of my diabetic.
Oh, it was a great moment, though. And what a way to kick off the third book.
Absolutely. And what a way to... I mean, she dived into the Millennium Dome through a hole in the roof or something, didn't she? Brilliant.
Yeah. Via the DLR.
And she left with the mic on. Oh, brilliant times.
I mean, many would say we peaked too soon, but not me.
Well, if that was the peak, I definitely know what was the trough.
Within seconds, he had Belinda's legs wide apart.
Oh.
And he placed his nervous cock...
Oh, God!
...into her pinky.
Oh!
Into the pinky!
Genuinely, the less said about that, the better.
Pinky?
Is that legit?
No. And also, what was the pinky?
You know what
Front
the pinky...
Front or back?
Know where chocolate's made.
Was it, though? I think it was...
What, the bum?
No, that's where chocolate's made, yeah. But
what are you saying? You still don't know that song.
Wait, what?
Wait, there's three holes.
Eh?
Yeah.
Which one?
It was definitely vag. It
yes,
wasn't, it
of
wasn't
course.
Ass.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought we were all on the same page with that.
Oh, right, okay.
No, we are. Do you know what was weird about that one? It just came out of nowhere.
Well, quite.
I mean, they were on this hen do. They'd met Butch, the Sunburnt Kid.
Oh, the Virgin.
The Virgin. Yeah, imagine that.
Do you know what? For so long I've said I'd never be the gay that went on a hen do, but that's made me change my mind. If they're like that... I'll always go on a hen do.
Well, honestly, if...
What, shagging virgins on a weird yacht?
Keen!
Weren't they, like, going down the street, junk going, like, we're the glee team,
come and get us,
or something like that.
That's all you want. You'd have to go on a hen do to do that.
Yeah, you can do that in town.
We can do it out there now if you want. Get in the yard, go on.
But my favourite bit was how they got there.
Oh, my God, yes.
They could have done a lame pink stretch limo. No, no.
Not for the Glee team. Time for your trial flight, girls.
Trial flight?
Follow me. 5 minutes later, she pulled up beside a 1950s de Havilland transport plane.
What?
Why is everything from the olden days? And what's de Havilland?
Still sporting ex-military insignia.
Oh my, is it an antique?
It's the only one you can get hands on, clearly.
Has she dragged this out of a museum?
It's a World War II plane.
Hazel had managed to squeeze the Glee team into the remaining free space of the cargo hold.
Cargo hold?
They don't deserve anything more.
Happy hen-do.
Oh, God, what luxury.
The transport plane was already full to the brim with the weekend editions of The Guardian.
Where did he pull that from?
Even for Rocky Flintstone, that was weird.
That's my continuous laugh from when that happened till now. That still brings me so much joy. What just was the weekend, he... just the weekend supplement.
Had he just watched, like, the World War II in colour? Was he drunk? Like,
well, the latter is always true.
My favourite bit is that Hazel should be struck off. They fire pilots for so much less. Yeah. And she's borrowing some, like, ancient bomber.
Not borrowing, stealing.
Stealing and taking it to the Costa del Sol.
Just imagine her refuelling it herself at midnight.
An Esso garage.
I thought that was, like, her weekend job. And she was like, oh, since I'm going that way, do you want to hop in?
Oh, I see.
She was, like, delivering the Guardian to Costa del Sol. Yes, it's just a very extravagant paper boy.
Paper person, please.
Paper girl, sorry. Yeah, I figured it was just like her job.
I see. Not that that makes loads more sense, because I don't actually believe they're delivering those via that fashion, but we probably shouldn't get bogged down in the details, should we? We're not going to get anywhere.
There was one moment that I thought that Dad actually potentially was about to pull something out of the bag in this book.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when Belinda was leaving the Duchess's Epsom pile, and this happened. She skidded off the road.
Oh, fucking hell!
Smashing into an ancient oak tree, coming to a stop in a deep ditch. She lay there, motionless and unblinking, in the smoking car.
We were worried she died, hadn't we? We should have let her at that point.
Leave her.
It's for the best.
Let her die in her sleep, quietly.
Cover her over.
I can't think of anyone else's car crash that would make me laugh.
I know, yeah, it's pretty dark, isn't it?
We really thought that that was the end. You told us there were more pages, but we were like, They could just be notepad pages, knowing Rocky.
Just for where to write your eulogy for Belinda.
Or it just turned into Bella Belched or something.
Without warning.
Don't joke, you know he's writing that.
So this was a bit of a cliffhanger moment, but midway through the book, this wasn't even like it was the end.
Yeah, wasn't it like the third chapter?
Yeah, it wasn't even halfway.
We did think he'd got bored, so decided to kill her off. Yeah. If he's got to do a big shop or your mum asked him to put the washing on, we know sometimes he's like, she died. Okay, well,
it's done. It's finished. Or maybe he told mum that he had killed her off and then secretly carried on writing.
Came back to it. Yeah.
Ooh. Mum doesn't listen to the show, so it's fine. She'll
never
know.
We can say what we want.
But it wasn't a deadly car crash because...
Well, it was like a punctured tyre in the end, wasn't it? It wasn't even a crash.
Yeah, we don't even know what the problem was, do we?
She slid on some gravel. She literally tapped the front on a wall. The airbag activated. Stop me if I'm saying anything wrong, Jim.
Yeah, I think it did,
She punctured a tyre.
Were you the officer at the incident at the time?
No, but there was one person who was there, just passing. And that was the one, the only, Marco Origes. A 1960s Mustang.
Of course.
Stopped next to her helpless body. And out jumped Marco Origes. Marco Origes was Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian.
And he knew it.
Still one of the best. Yeah. Still one of the best.
Oh, God. Always good to know you. Nationality, where you come from.
He bloody knew it.
But you also had that weird Boston Brazilian accent. And also, can I just say,
well, I think
now,
we can blame you for that.
No, that was in the text. My accent was poor. I was going to say, can I just apologise to all Brazilians and South Americans in general that they don't have a lisp?
Well, no, but you weren't representing them all, just Marco Origes.
Marco Origes, yes. He grew up in Spain.
And also, that is, to be fair, Chorizo. Come on.
Yeah, but apparently that's a Spanish thing, and South Americans have a hard S. I got a lot of tweets about it.
Oh, I didn't realise that this was... Wait, this isn't your, like, soapbox moment. This is your right to reply.
I just want to apologise to everyone out there if I offended them. But I just thought it was more fun to have a lisp.
Marco, sorry, just repressed memories are just flashing back now. I'm starting to piece things together again. Marco Rodriguez was Jim Sterling's surgeon in the Amazon.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
He did the penis extension.
He did the penis extension. Did he do other work?
He'd done Bella, didn't he? That was revealed
He'd
as
had
well.
Sex with Bella, or he knew Bella.
That's what I meant. He'd done Bella.
Yeah, not done her in or done her breasts.
No, just done her.
Oh, got you. Yeah, so he's a kind of like sexy Brazilian surgeon. And doesn't he, when he parks up next to her, doesn't he like throw gravel all over her body? Because she's writhing on the street, isn't she?
No, that's when Belinda leaves the Duchess.
Like the Sammy has.
Speaking of the Duchess, though, how have we not mentioned her Epsom Hall and all those rooms leading to one very particular room?
Oh, yes.
Elegant mirrored shelving held all the Duchess's sex toys. Oh. Belinda counted at least 10 different dildos with their zinc cases beside them.
Wonderful.
All ready to go. Erotic lingerie of different colours hung around mixed with shiny rubber clothing, masks and hats.
She is soaking hats!
Now I just think that it's like rubberized, like galoshes, like a rain hat and a rain mat.
I've seen a lot of shops that have that sort of stuff in London.
Have you?
What? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Soho, there's loads of shops like that with leather goods in the window.
Oh, yeah, sex shops, yeah.
To this day, I haven't seen a sex hat.
No, what would that be? Like one with the ball in the front.
Oh,
in
like,
the
a,
mouth.
A gimp like mask. A
gimp mask.
Oh, is that what that is, yeah?
I mean, is that a hat? No, because he said masks.
Oh, they were separate
masks
categories.
And hats, so hats are still...
fucking hats are people wearing.
like a bowler hat.
Trilby?
A sexy trilby.
Baseball cap?
A crown for like kinky
clothes. A hairnet?
A shower cap. Hair rubber.
Yeah, that'd be useful, actually.
And sometimes you don't want to get stuff in your hair because you might have to rush somewhere. Well, you might. No, I don't. I just mean that would be a practical use.
Also, how sexy. Here I am in my skull cap.
Or just wearing one of those swimming hats that ladies wear. Old ladies.
It's kind of flesh coat. Just makes you look like that girl in Friends that cut off all her hair.
Bonnie,
exactly.
Oh my God.
Also, 10 dildos. That's more than one for every day of the week.
Oh, absolutely. Did it say they were ready to go? So what does that mean? Yeah. Fully charged.
Ready to go,
With a zinc line case.
So none of them are, because I always get this confused. They're, none of them are vibrators, are they? They're just all like old school, like carved or leather.
Carved?
No, they were carved with the Schweinsteigers.
Yeah.
Whittled from wood, are they?
Papua New Guinea.
Oh, forgot about.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Schweinsteigers. We need to talk about the Schweinsteigers.
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, loved them.
Oh my God.
So they were, remind me what their jobs were.
So they were rag and bone men.
No, they were kings of the rag and bone men, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And they had a very, very interesting name for their organisation, if you remember. Hands proffered a hand.
Wonderful. Really
beautiful
wonderful.
Stuff.
Hello, I've heard so much about you. Welcome to Bargain Basement Land.
Bargain Basement Land.
Not what it's called.
What is it, a theme park of bargains?
Belinda smiled and shook Hans' hand.
Stop saying hands. Oh, God.
Oh, so much there.
So much, first of all.
Bargain Basement Land.
Yes.
You know I would like that theme park. I don't like rides, but I would go there.
It's not a theme park.
I would go.
What do you think they'd have?
So it would be loads of different, like, little charity shops, but, like, interspersed would be little bargain shops. It would just be, like, loads of bargainous things.
No attractions?
No, there's no rides.
There's no rides at
Bargain
Basement.
They are the attractions.
So it's just a shopping centre then?
You better bargain one.
It's Broadmarsh in Nottingham.
Other shopping centres are available. Yeah, it would just be a series of bargains.
Okay. And you could just shake Han's hand. It could be a character there, maybe.
Yeah, instead of like a big Goofy or a big like Pluto, there's just a bodiless hand that you can shake. Han's hand, that's just a stroke of Rocky, isn't it, right there?
But that's what I love. He obviously didn't even notice that that was a thing.
Well, when you're writing it, you don't say it out loud. Come on.
True. It's true. It's not a play.
Do you think he ever said Schweinsteiger out loud?
Rocky didn't intend these books to be read. How many times do we have to remember that?
You're so right. You're so right.
I also loved your accent there. It's probably one of the most awkward of all the accents you've done.
Hello.
Was that... What are you doing there?
Hello.
Which one is that?
That's Hans Schweinsteiger.
So it's a German Austrian?
It is what it is. It's his own thing.
It's your own thing. It's not
my own thing, indeed.
Why were they in it? Remind me.
Were they twins?
What did they do?
I don't remember.
They were conjoined twins, I think.
But what was the whole point of that?
No point, episode? James. Absolutely no point.
There was, because it was
the Rag and Bowman were taking over.
Actually quite a good business thing.
No, it wasn't a good business thing.
No, it was.
No, let's not get into this again, because I heard the last time.
It was never a good business
thing. Des Martin was all about how they... use the excess stock that Steels can't get rid of in their main deals and then sell it at a discount.
They buy from the rich to give to the poor.
Just fuck off. It was stupid at the time, it's stupid now.
No, but you know what the most important thing about that was?
Oh, God. Stop pointing at us.
It was the first time that we heard about Bish.
Who became very important.
Yes. Kind of changed the whole of Belinda Blinked.
I hate his stupid voice. Are we about to hear his stupid voice? He's on his deathbed.
Yeah, he is dying.
It's awful.
Didn't he come dust?
He did.
He became dust. Ashes to ashes is what I say.
Good morning, my special one.
What?
So the special one's visiting.
Special one's visiting him. Keep up.
Yeah, but the special one's not Belinda, surely, because what he said before about waiting for years.
No, it's not Belinda. It's his spy, surely.
Oh, okay.
Unless Belinda's his spy.
Oh, my God, Belinda is his spy?
Oh, my God!
Belinda's a double agent. Shut up.
No.
God, we're very shrill, aren't we?
We were very excited that day.
That was one of the worst pieces of editing of my life. I just couldn't get the peaking out of it.
So instead you just put some bird noise on there.
It has been such a talking point while we've been away. Do people just stop you in the street and be like, hey, it's a special one?
Yeah, actually.
People have a lot of theories as well. And I think one of the things that gets them is, could this one plot point change how we feel about Rocky Flintstone forever?
Or could this one plot point literally be a dead end?
Well, then it can join all the others, can't it, my exactly. darling?
Is it just the car crash? Is it the shop window in Amsterdam?
Is it the chocolate river? Oh. I mean...
Oh, Madame Chocolat, of course.
Oh, I hope not. I hope Belinda just doesn't just wake up and it was a bad dream.
Well, I just hope she doesn't wake up. Done and dusted.
I mean, I feel like, because it was the end of the book, I feel like it's got more legs than just a classic Rocky.
Why do you still believe?
I don't know.
Why do you still have the faith?
There can be miracles when you
do. I feel like one of us has to believe, okay? And it's going to be me.
It's very rarely you.
I'm invested now.
Okay, Google, who is the special one?
According to Wikipedia, Jose Mario dos Santos Mourinho Felix, GLH, yeah. Known as Jose Mourinho, is a Portuguese football manager and former football player.
God, I wish I'd asked.
We did float this idea.
Yeah, he is known as the special one, Mourinho. But it's not him.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
If it's Jose Mourinho.
Oh my God, could you imagine? In like a leather bound suit or whatever she was wearing.
That would be a curveball, to be fair.
And the answer was there all the time.
Why didn't we think of Jose, guys?
All James had to do was ask his girlfriend Google.
You do love her.
She's not my girlfriend.
You take her to bed with you.
She's the ideal beard, actually. You can talk to her and you don't have to have sex with her.
Oh, God. Don't have to have sex with her. Also, like, it's an option.
Also, James, you've got more than enough hags in your life. I think you don't need any more beards.
Hey, Google, when is the next series of My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Sorry, I don't understand.
No.
It's because we haven't told you.
But we're about to tell you because we are opening book 4 of Belinda Blinked, otherwise known as Belinda Blinked 4, on the 27th of August.
Is that a Monday?
It's a Monday. It's a porno Monday. Of course it is.
I don't think I'm free.
Well, you don't have to be. It's fine. We pretty much do it without you.
Then you're not going to know who the special one is, all right?
If you were going to miss any, if you were going to pull a sick day on any, it wouldn't be that one.
No, you're right. I'm absolutely here for it. I'm very, very excited. Have you seen the thickness of the book? Is it mercifully short?
James, it doesn't exist in hardback. It'll be on his computer somewhere. That Spanish one that he bought at the cost, remember?
It's 4 kilobytes. That's all we know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't been given it yet. It is ready, raring to go.
Ready.
Well, it's been ready for a while.
It's as ready as some fish left out in the sun.
Some blue cheese fish mousse.
Some blue cheese fish mousse. We didn't even get that in.
I know. Honourable mention there. And also to the amazing weird sex show where all the clothes were taken away to the charity shops in Belgium.
Oh, that
was a highlight. Yeah,
when they're on the chairs?
Yes.
Avance. Oh, so many good memories. Well, join us for our next porno day, Monday the 27th of August. Dare I say, pop it in the old file of facts, put a little reminder in. Doesn't cost you to put a little reminder in your phone, does it?
I think we should end with a song.
A song?
A song, not sung by me, don't worry. And definitely not by you, thank you. Do you remember when we, the whole thing at Ken's cellar, where he had like hidden cameras
Dewsby's
and stuff. Oh,
Ken's cellar, I remember it all too well,
still
yes.
Still not okay.
And Belinda was like, oh, please fuck me, Ken.
Oh, yes! And we asked people to write songs based on it.
Yeah. And we played one on Footnotes, I think, but loads of people wrote songs. And then there's another one we really liked, but didn't ever get a chance to showcase.
Yeah.
What a lovely moment to memorialise as well.
It's almost like the theme song of Belinda Blink 3.
Yeah, it's like the unofficial soundtrack.
The anthem of our youth. Well, we will see you on the 27th of August. And in the meantime, it's our very own Aussie Glee team self-build of Aparna, Gabby, Lexi, Katie, Jodie and Rach with Fuck Me Ken.
Toilet in the corner. He leaves me to get clean in his moldy, moldy shower. I hear a beep, I take a look up, and I'm staring at a camera. And I'm thinking, fuck me, Ken, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly. And I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TJ. Dripping wet from my shower. Sorry, Belinda, I don't have a towel. Can I dry you with this paper? Fuck me, I need it so, so bad.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.